As a result of the end of the Battle of Seconds, concessions to balance were negotiated. Time travel would be embraced, as would interaction with other life forms, but me itself would now reflect a monochromatic, xenophobic atmosphere. The Scroll of Reason was declared, a document outlining the standards by which time travel, in modern usage, timing, may be implemented, its safety supervised, which methods were outlawed by society, and punishments for infraction. This scroll, now over 2,000 years old, is kept in the Greystone, a windowless tower in the heart of the city. It is the shadow of the cage. Not all travelers are thematic, and not all themes are travelers. Timing is a calling, a requisite to experience color, a questing nature with a willingness to sacrifice anything for the sake of adventure. Today, the cage is used to house the components necessary for timing. The Cronus Mirror is the vessel by which travelers may walk through both worlds and time. Mercury is the channel by which the worlds may communicate, and the basic element of life on me. To the ancient blue, all that was needed to manipulate Mercury was the desire in one's own mind. But with the advent of regulation and legislation regarding timing, these devices were invented to methodize a standard and assimilate all those creating chaos and collecting color into a supervised, documented order. The Etheramic Conductor is an alloy of meteorite and copper, a sculpture of interchangeable and interlocking instruments and voices. There is a perfection of tone that in its creation causes a sympathetic harmonic reflection. That sound is the phantom's echo. Once the echo is captured, it can be looped, allowing a limitless space for travelers to pass through the Cronus Mirror. The Etheramic Conductor is tended by themes, being both a bardic collector of history and an oracular inventor of universal proportions. The Ampillar is a tower of focused amethystine life forms, not sentient in the sense humans or Mians perceive, but a pure manifestation of thought and form that represents the many creating the power of one, and its inverse, the one creating the many. That is what amplifies the phantom's echo, which is the oral equivalent of oneness. Under the auspices of the Nemes, who are able to manipulate the mathematical invocations that provide a desired destination for travelers, moon faces on the Ampillar represent balance and mark the cycles of the crystal structures of Metamorph Race, which respond to the needs of each traveler. The Mobius Strip is a perpetual motion accelerator under the watchful eye of the Schemes, who constantly feed it with data to perform the continual change that is necessary to keep it functional. This device allows time, space, and change to bend and to fold back into itself, returning travelers home and also allowing their seemingly immortal essence in their otherworld presence. The cage is located at the top of a complex of structures, each molded in a different age. Catacombs and tunnels, subways and underground rivers web beneath the power grid and mind sensors upground. A mirror relative of everything on me exists because me was born of harmony. The laws governing this phenomenon are as mercurial as the rest of me. The upground portals of the Cronus have a multitude of sympathetic attenuators located in relative pitches all through the downside. The mind sensors upground are mirrored in the temporary loss of direction downside. This polyrealism creates an effect called the Merlin syndrome, a physical manifestation of broadening vision. One is able to perceive multiple angles of a point of thought whose widest perception will eventually fold back into itself, devouring the cosmic egg as it devours you. To some, this is considered madness. To others, it is considered a gift. In addition to the three crafts, the governing of me has three labors. The Void. Vibration, Orientation, Interrogation Department, which licenses and tabulates the city's power usage, records and recycles all communication, and regulates the patents, kinematics. the NOID, Navigation Observation Integrity Department, who police thematics, control the permits for timing, develop and maintain the criteria for rating and publishing sanctioned art, as well as controlling the storage space for collected color. The GROID, Gravitational, Regenerative Order and Intelligence Division. The financial structure of ME is supported by GROIDs who head a council to oversee the morality and the commercial viability for any schematic undertaking, gather intelligence on every citizen, and are keepers of the ancient catatoniums, the mine prisons, the only prisons of ME. The only other punishment ever served is banishment, which can be as heavenly as earth or as hellish as deep space in the vicinity of an exploding star. All laborers are grayish in dress and pallor, like walking, talking shadows. All crafters have the glow of inspiration on their faces, which makes them more colorful than anything surrounding them.